Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Monday through Friday from 11 to 2 Central Standard Time. We're here live. And of course, we're back from 9 to midnight Central Standard Time, right here on the GCN Radio Network, the Genesis Communication Radio Network. A lot of people like to pose who aren't affiliated with this network. They like to imply they're affiliated with it. They like to ride on our coattails, fighting the New World Order, garner support that people try to direct at us, to themselves. We are not affiliated with those individuals. We are right now talking to Kevin in Alabama, for stations that just joined us, who in the last hour said it's time to get a posse together, basically, and go down there and engage the troops and police. Number one, most of the troops and police are being acclimated and are being conditioned and are watching as the already acclimated SWAT teams are led by the FBI and BATF to do this. They're being conditioned to work with foreign troops. That's on the news. So number one, most of these people down there are not legitimate military targets. Okay? That's number one. Most of them are not traitors yet. They're being bathed in evil right now. The word is bathed or basted. They're being forged right now. They're being twisted right now. Twisted to the Dark Lord's aims. Okay, that's why it's important to intensify our info war with the truth that smashes their mountains of lies, that literally lays waste to them. All right, finish up, Kevin, quickly, because I got to go to John and Jeremy and Clayton, and I got Paul Watson coming up later. Sure. In fact, go ahead and get Watson on the line. Go ahead.
All right. I didn't say engage anybody. If there was 5 million American people on the outskirts of New Orleans, and if they all said, leave, and didn't point no guns, do you think they'd stay or go, Mr. Jones?
Huh?
Well,
I don't know what would happen.
Nobody did. I didn't say point a gun, did I?
Either way, well, now you're screaming. Well, sir, what you said is get him.
You made me mad, dude. You won't let me talk.
Hold on.
Talk for 15 minutes and give me 30 seconds.
You're screaming.
Yeah, you're pissing me off, man.
All right, put him on hold. Look, we're not going to sit here and have that type of stuff go on. I don't know why you're so emotional and why you're so angry at me. You did say we need to get a militia together and go down there and deal with these people. Now, that's pretty obvious what you meant by that. But I'm not going to sit here and debate it. And I know you probably got upset earlier. I'm talking about feds and stuff. Don't be scared of them. The point is that I'm not talking about you necessarily being bad. I'm saying there are other people who preach this who are bad. So you need to differentiate what I'm talking about. Anything else, Kevin?
Censoring me, man. You're censoring me too much.
No, censoring is if the government came and stopped you from making phone calls or publishing a newspaper.
Sir.
I've had you on three segments, Kevin.
I know, but you won't let me say nothing.
I tell you what, are we able in the middle of recording to go back and to actually get what he said and re-air it?
Yes, please do. If I ever said that, confronting and attacking is two different things, Mr. Jones.
Well, number one, I just told you three times, Kevin, that I'm talking about what other people on the radio have said, what other callers have said. Okay, I'm done with you. I'm done with you. Listen, you can hate me and dislike me if you want. I don't think you do. You need to not get so angry at me. And I'm done, Kevin. Okay? You're welcome to call back on another day when you've cooled down a little bit. I clearly was talking about everyone out there. You know, the people that shoot their mouths off, the people that mean well, the people that are feds, the people that are provocateurs. I was talking about the gamut. The gamut. You know, the entire panopticon of individuals. Oh, boy. We'll get Paul Watson on. We'll get to your calls early in this hour. Everybody that's patiently holding. And we're getting into the Iraq war, all these bombings, what really happened in New Orleans, what's unfolding there, and so much more. Be sure and visit Infowars.net. That's Infowars.net with the great reports of Steve Watson. And there's PrisonPlanet.com with my reports and Paul Watson's reports. And then there's Ryan Slickhuysen and Violet Jones running Infowars.com. Be sure and check out those sites today. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Stay with us.
What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain?
Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem-reaction-solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses' populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911, The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared, but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout. Developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091 or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Look, I don't want to spend all day on this because we got a lot of news to cover and Paul Watson joins us and I do want to take your calls. But a caller, Kevin in Alabama, I'm sure he's a great guy. He called in and talked about how he was going to shoot a bunch of people that they tried to come to his house. Then he talked about getting militia together in that same context and going down to New Orleans. And I talked about the different feds and people who are allowed to talk like that from their talk shows or from their websites and how they are feds, how we have clear evidence of them setting up militia people in the past and doing all of this, and how I've just faced it and been researching it lately. And then he wanted to, I guess, try to imply I was saying that about him, and no, I wasn't. But you clearly were, sir, talking about taking up arms, and my point was is that that'll blow up in our face and that'll help the globalists. So here's about a 2 or 3 minute clip of this, because he was denying he was saying this, and I don't want to get in a fight with you, sir. Just please don't make claims that, you know, you can't back up. And then we'll go to Paul Watson, then we'll go to all these callers that are holding. But here it is from 25 after in the last hour. Here it is. Kevin in Alabama. Kevin, go ahead.
Hey, how's it going, Mr. Jones?
Good, sir.
Please let them guys come to my house and try to come up in here, because I'm going to shoot every one of them, and I don't care. I'll pull a Waco, Texas up in here. I don't care, Mr. Jones. I plan on being at your Alamo theater convention thing for your Bohemian Grove. You think I can talk to the audience?
Well, you know, we've only got the theater for about 2.5 hours, and so I'll speak for about 10, 15 minutes, and then play the documentary, and that's coming up the 9th and the 10th. We'll have one showing downtown in October on that Sunday, and then one showing on Monday night. at the South Lamar. They wanted me to have more showings, but I just don't have the time or the energy. I'm working on other films right now and doing so much other stuff. You know, we could obviously probably have 10 showings and sell them all out. But I'm sure you can talk to people when you're out in the hall. You can talk to people when you're in the foyer.
Look, Mr. Jones, this is
an interesting phone call.
I think that you've gotten complacent in your mission, okay?
Yeah.
You have gotten complacent. All you want to do is report. We got to start doing something, man. I'm talking physically doing something, Mr. Jones. Texas is a huge state. Alabama's a big state. Let's get a freaking militia up, and we'll go to New Orleans, and we will run everybody out of there, Mr. Jones. Why don't you comprehend that? Why can't you get your head around that? We can do it. You're sitting here telling me. Every week I listen to you. Every night you're telling me. Come on, man. We got to do something. Well, come on. Let's go do something.
Well, Kevin, let me just say something here briefly, please.
Okay.
I've been doing this for coming up on 12 years, and I've seen scores of people who shoot their mouths off about how they're Billy Bad Butt and how they're going to go shoot people who end up in the federal pen. Then I've watched other
people. God ain't going to put me in a federal pen, Mr. Jones.
Put him on hold for a second. Okay, folks. Now, notice, I just said I've known scores of people. And then I go into other talk show hosts and other, and then he thinks I'm talking about him. Though he did pretty much say what then he accused me of saying he said. Again, folks, it isn't about Alex Jones or Kevin from Alabama. It's about the New World Order and how best to deal with it. Paul Watson, do you want to talk about this phenomenon? People who email us every day saying we need to get violent, but I just hear them year after year saying it. I don't see them out getting violent. You want to comment on that, Paul? I mean, Mahatma Gandhi knew what he was doing. I don't follow his religion, but I do follow some of his nonviolence to a certain point. Then at pure life and limb defense, you're in the right. It's people know the truth. You then can defend yourself with deadly force. And I believe in that, but I mean, he said first they ignore you, then they laugh at you, then they attack you, then you win. We're at the winning point. We got the State Department attacking us, Paul. I mean, we're at the winning point. We got ADL attacking us. We're at the winning point. Go ahead, Paul.
Well, I mean, wouldn't it just be playing into their hands? I mean, if you had an organization like that, it would obviously be disorganized. It would be crushed, and then the media would have a field day demonizing anyone who opposes the feds as crazy killers. Obviously you have the right to defend your own property and your own family, but anything like some kind of militia movement has to happen organically as it did in the past. So you need to look at the lessons of the past and realize that things are a lot more sophisticated nowadays, which is why your
the only way this can happen is a governor seizing control, calling out the militia, saying the feds are traitors, calling for other states to join him, and doing it that way. We need to get Ron Paul to be governor of Texas to secede. And I'm not joking about that, folks. We have to secede and then reform the union again. That's what we were commanded to do, not our right, our duty, by the founding fathers. And for police that are laughing, you haven't read the Declaration of Independence, the Bill of Rights, the Constitution, the Federalist Papers, the Anti-Federalist Papers. You know nothing about your heritage. That's why you're stupid slaves. But bottom line, we have hundreds of cities throwing out the Patriot Act, six states doing it. We have Arizona ready to secede. Right a week before 9/11, New Hampshire was about to secede. They'd gotten the votes to do it. We're on the edge of the victory, but the problem is they're going to have a fake secession run by the Reconquistas in the next 10 years in the Southwest, so the globalists are actually fomenting revolution to then redirect those energies into a false breakup of America and a recongealment into the Pan-American Union. This is the full forward-looking version of what we're dealing with, Paul.
Well, yeah, that's why I said it has to happen organically, because that's exactly what you had with the Bolsheviks and the French Revolution. It turned out that the revolutionaries were just squabbling with the other statists for control of the country. It wasn't about freedom, which is why it has to happen organically. Obviously, there are lines in the sand, forcible injection of microchips for everyone, not just criminals. That's a line in the sand, and it's a line that many people won't allow to be crossed, and they'll have their own ways of dealing with it. So these benchmarks are clear. as to what point people stop putting up with it in a non-violent sense. But your website is called Infowars.com for a reason. It's about information warfare. H.G. Wells said the 20th, the 21st centuries would be about the battle for men's minds, not their bodies, and that's exactly what it's about. It's more sophisticated, and they're getting desperate, and they're the ones moving physically. So us moving peacefully can only reflect that we're the good guys.
It's always darkest before the dawn. We are creaming them. I mean, we are smashing them right now.
Well, yeah, and you can look at the poll numbers. You can look at the hits to our website, the hits to other alternative news websites, which have just ballooned over the past few years since 9/11. We are winning that information war. The internet is the frontier of, if you want to call it, the revolution or the restoration.
Well, it definitely it's the vanguard, and as they move to block that, it only wakes more people up. I mean, everybody I know is waking up. Police, military, you name it. I mean, they're losing control. By doing this, they're going to lose. They can nuke cities. It's not going to work, Paul.
Well, exactly. I mean, if you look at the statements that these people have made in light of this hurricane, then you can see that they are being ruled by their own inflated egos. But at the core of that, as Karl Rove said, they create their own reality and live in their own world in which their own mistakes don't exist, which is why they never admit to any mistakes,
But they're taking into account thinking that we're going to buy it. If we see what a delusional fraud that is, that just makes them lunatics.
Exactly, and anyone with an ounce of common sense can see that, which is why they're getting more and more desperate.
Well, I mean, they're prancing around saying they control reality.
Well, that's complete delusion, and it's another benchmark.
I mean, Richard Pearl saying you're next, you know, we're going to attack you, and then their whole system's falling apart.
Well, I mean, that's what the neocons were known as back in the 80s, the crazies, and they're the people in control now.
Because they're yes men for the Rothschilds and others that are just, our plan's behind schedule, do it. And so they're telling him, we can do it. And they're desperately giving false reports to their bosses. Bush is giving false reports to his bosses. And let them believe their own propaganda.
Exactly, but I mean, what they've created with Katrina, or Karina as Laura Bush calls it, is the pretext. When a disaster takes place, whether natural or man-made, you have no rights. The federal government can arrest you if you don't follow their every order. And that goes for the mandatory evacuation and the gun confiscation.
And they already had this illegitimate power claimed to themselves, but they need to now legitimize it and claim it as a new power after the fact.
Exactly. And they are shifting tactics somewhat because people can see a police state for what it is. Which is why, as others have pointed out, they're going to be more successful in the long term by privatizing the police state, which means, in the case of New Orleans, hiring out these Blackwater security thugs to do their dirty work for them.
And ISI, I was reading in the AP, you need to add this to that article you're putting together, Paul, they actually have Israeli troops in New Orleans.
Well,
just
yeah.
Hidden in plain view, but oh, they're private now. So that makes it okay.
Yeah, that makes it okay. Having the foreign mercenaries there to help police Americans, that's the pretext that's been set.
Because FEMA didn't go in, the police didn't go in, because FEMA was jamming communications and cutting off the food and water, didn't go in and deal with a few drug members. I mean, it's just, you know, the gang member idiots. I mean, they let it fall apart on purpose, point a camera at it, and then, oh, look, we got to take your lives over now. Here's some nice Dutch, Mexican, and Israelis.
It's a very simple technique, and the New York Times admitted that only the people with the security squads that they had hired, the wealthier residents, were allowed to keep their guns, which of course was totally misleading because 99% of the thugs that were hired by the federal government to kick in doors, grab guns, and drag old ladies around.
And for those who don't understand, when they say that, they mean billionaires that live in New Orleans, congressmen. This has been in the news. When they say they're just guarding, in fact, they're at a billionaire's house using it as a base under his authorization, Blackwater is. No. People with million-dollar houses are being drug out by their hair. So notice how that's carefully played to make middle class think, oh, I'll be okay during this. Not unless you're worth $1 billion and own stock in Blackwater. We'll be right back.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes a history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Has anyone told you how the Patriot Acts number 1 and 2 is the groundwork to eliminate all of our freedoms guaranteed to us by the Bill of Rights? Have you been told that they infringe upon the 1st, 2nd, 4th, 5th, and 14th Amendment? This is minimum infringement. There may be more. Is your guaranteed right to freedom of speech, assembly, religion, privacy, and to own a gun important to you? We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Our operators are standing by to take your order.
People in Asia have enjoyed it for thousands of years. Gourmet Magazine calls it the world's most seductive fruit. It's the exotic mangosteen, heavenly delicious and packed with nutritional benefits. From the rainforests of Southeast Asia, the small, beautiful mangosteen earns its nickname Queen of Fruit, with a taste that is indescribably blissful and health benefits that are off the charts. Because Zango is made from the whole mangosteen fruit, it delivers a serious nutrient-packed punch. Loaded with xanthones, which are some of the most powerful antioxidants ever found, fighting hard to support microbiological balance, maintain immune system health, promote joint flexibility, and provide positive mental support, and so much more. Now you can experience the whole fruit goodness of the mangosteen with Zango, the original mangosteen functional health beverage. Order your Zango by calling now, 800-625-2890, or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's mangosteenmarket.com. Call now, 800-625-2890.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
Waging war on corruption, Monday through Friday from 11 to 2 Central. I know John and Jeremy and Clayton and Tim are all holding patiently. Paul, let's go to some calls here, but what are some of the other news items you want to cover? You've got a roundup story, just all the basics and details of what's happened in New Orleans from many different angles, going to go up here in the next hour or so as soon as you're off air with us. Tell us about some of what's coming up.
Well, it basically ties into the fact that as Katrina was unfolding and the biggest danger that we could see was government incompetence at the very least and malevolence at the worst. That is the real threat, it always has been, yet we're presented on a daily basis with all these other fake threats like the Adam Perlman Al Qaeda threatening video threatening to attack Los Angeles and Melbourne, other things like Google Maps being a danger to national security because, you know, they show some F-17s parked on a runway at Edwards Air Force Base. So on a daily basis, these so-called threats are thrown in our face when the real threat, as always, is the government itself.
Paul, I know you're writing that Roundup article. You and I have been working on it today. You're doing the lion's share of the work. Be sure and dig out the news articles where they reported the last three nights, all the machine gun fire all night long. Because a lot of that is killing dogs, but some of that is shootouts with people in houses. Obviously, some of that's going to be criminal, but the intel I'm getting from sources on the ground is that they are having some shootouts with gun owners, and then now they're trying to back off and going, okay, we're going to let people come back in the city. Stuff wasn't as bad as we said, and we're not going to take your guns. But then they report, okay, we're still going to take your guns, and they're still telling reporters back off, or, you know, well, I mean, that quote in the San Francisco Chronicle, and Kurt Nemo reported on it, what, from an AP article, where they walk up to reporters and say, we kill reporters in Iraq if they show our operations. I mean, that's a big deal. Make sure that's in there, but hidden in, and then also hidden in plain view. I heard it on NPR last night. I read it in several articles. There are ISI, which is a big private company. Its lion's share is Israeli former Special Forces troops. So they are foreign troops, folks, armed in New Orleans. We have got them dead in sights on that. That ought to be its own headline, armed Israeli troops in New Orleans. We have got them caught red-handed there. Sorry, go ahead.
Well, the thing about the gun confiscation is there was one New York Times article last Thursday night. Then a couple of days later, there were a couple of statements from Second Amendment groups. And basically nothing after that in the mainstream media, the big media. So, one, you know, it suggests that they're trying to keep it undercover because it's not successful. Because if it was successful and everybody was giving up their guns, then it'd be top second headline every day.
Oh, this is a definite probing. The first chance they got, they're doing a probing to see how many respond, how many fight back, to then do a calculation of how many troops they'll need for total disarmament.
Yeah, so if that's happening, as you're suggesting, that people are resisting, then they would, it would be in their interest.
Well, we know that old woman resisted. I mean, when they grabbed her, she fought back. We know that that lawyer resisted, and they went and swatted him. So be sure to put that in there.
Yeah, but O'Reilly loved the fact that the old woman got dragged out and a, what, 40-year-old handgun got confiscated. That was very conservative.
But by the way, Derry Brownfield got the full clip, and we also played it, where she's going, no, being on my home, no, my cat. People need to hear that. I mean, it's so pathetic. She's so scared. They're just going to go throw her in a pit of gang members. You know, I mean, it's just sick. Our cats are going to starve to death, Paul.
Well, that's right.
My kitties, no!
And then, as I said before, you've got Bush giving the speech, I believe it's tonight, where he may accept some responsibility. But
well, he's given two speeches. He gave one 2 days ago, one last night. Yeah, now there may be more speeches.
But this is a guy who was playing guitar and eating cake as the disaster unfolded. Because, again, he's simply the script reader. He's not the script writer, which, again...
Well, I'll say Bush shouldn't be taking blame for this. I mean, he's a total puppet. But, see, he has to do that.
And how much more obvious does it need to be made that he's a puppet when Reuters are carrying the photo of his note to Condoleezza Rice at the Security Council UN meeting saying that he needs to go to the toilet? This is a man who needs to ask other people if he can go to the toilet. And yet he's in control of everything.
I know, Paul. He does. They tell him everything. It's scary. And then again, he'll take all the blame, and the New World Order gets their police state put in place.
But Laura Bush said no criticism of the president, a woman who couldn't even remember the name of the hurricane.
Yeah, what did she call it?
Karina.
Karina. Like 5 days into the disaster, she's calling it Katrina. I mean, Karina. I can't even say it wrong. All right, we'll be right back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, Jack Blood here from Deadline Live. You know, it seems people will steal anything and everything you have. If you have a house with some equity, a car, a truck, RV, there was someone looking for a way to rip it off. And what about those government agencies? You know the ones, those alphabet agencies. Did you know that they get raises, promotions, and bonuses based on what they see? And they can do it without due process. This is how the establishment has been attaining real wealth for centuries. And now you can learn the secrets that the elite have used for generations. Wealth-hiding secrets of the elite are exposed in this best-selling book, Bulletproof Asset Protection. Find out how you can make it look like you have no equity in your property, or make it look like you own no property, and a whole lot more. Order the book and DVD now for one low price. Get Bulletproof Asset Protection now. Call them 888-240-3337. And that's 888-240-3337. Or go to assetprotectionteam.com. Tell them you heard it on GCN.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey purification elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
The 5th Annual Seniors Expo is coming to Mystic Lake Casino Hotel September 19th and 20th. Door prizes, free drawings, and nonstop fun. Featuring the Ms. Minnesota Senior Pageant, Dr. Dale Anderson, who prescribes laughter for health, the Plymouth Playhouse Church Basement Ladies, the Silver Sneakers, and more. Learn all about the new Medicare prescription plan from the Social Security Administration. See a fashion show. Have fun with the Bees and Mariner and the Magic Man. There's something new every hour. All this, plus hundreds of products, drawings, and fantastic giveaways. The 5th Annual Seniors Expo celebrates all that's good about getting older. It's all happening at Mystic Lake Casino Hotel, September 19th and 20th. For discount tickets, visit 101expos.com or call 612-798-7256. Sponsored in part by Mystic Lake Casino Hotel, KSTC, KSTP, Medica, and Ebenezer. Save the date, September 19th and 20th at Mystic Lake.
All right, we'll go back to Paul in just a second and straight to your calls, 800-259-9231. But no, I mean, the note is up on PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com, and he says, Condoleezza, I need to go to the bathroom. I think I need a bathroom break. Then he gives it to her, and she nods and gives permission. I don't know about you, but I haven't been asking to go to the bathroom since I was in elementary school. But I don't know, folks. It's like he became retarded, though. Because I know President Bush. I mean, I don't know him well, but I've been at... I don't want to go through the whole story again. Point is, my sister went to the same school as Bush's daughters. And so I one time been in a dinner that he was at. And then another time, obviously I've been to a few events he was at. Then one time he had me kidnapped when I asked him a question about the CFR at the end of a speech. But, I mean, he could give good speeches. He wasn't just a gibbering moron who couldn't talk. And then he got into office, and he falls down and flops around and has bruises on both sides of his face, passing out because of pretzels, because his heart rate's so as slow as a crocodile's, and, you know, all this weird stuff. It's really bizarre, but I don't want to focus on the potty humor all day, but he's at a meeting with Pooty Poot and has to get permission to go to the potty. Paul Watson, that aside, PrisonPlanet.tv. You have redesigned PrisonPlanet.tv with an interface so all the members' material is in one spot instead of just links to it all over the main page when new stuff comes up. And there's also still original reports and free video clips and free audio. A lot of stuff's free, but obviously a lot of it isn't because we got to pay for bandwidth and we got to give our supporters something exclusive. We appreciate them. Tell us about PrisonPlanet.tv.
Well, that's right. It's just been completely redesigned as per our members' request. It's got a central login page where all the new material is posted on a daily basis. The Meacher interview went up 30 minutes after the show ended. And the archives are there as well, so you can go back and visit.
And my weekly TV report. And my weekly TV report. And also, some of my older films have been on the web for a few years, and they weren't in the highest quality. We're in the process of putting all my films on there in newer, higher bandwidth, better quality. Of course, my weekly TV reports are all there. Paul's book, my book. I mean, an e-book costs $6 on average. And you get a whole bunch of e-books in the first month for $5.95. You can just print copies of them off, folks. So there's so much to offer there at PrisonPlanet.tv. Also, if you want hard copies of any of the documentaries I've made or any of the great documentaries I carry or books on tape or other books by other great researchers, go to Infowars.com and order them via the Safe, Secure Online Shopping Cart. You're authorized. I want you to make copies of my videos. The effect it's having is massive. We cannot overstate this. Please get them. Please make copies. And you make what we do possible. We may even expand and be able to do more if you continue to support us. If you don't, we'll have to contract. I'm trying to decide now whether to contract or expand. So we need your support. 1-888-253-3139. People ask every day, how do we support you? I want to donate. How you do that is if you really want to support us, buy 10 copies of Road to Tyranny. Buy 10 copies of Martial Law. Buy 10 copies of America Destroyed by Design or American Dictators. I mean, they go down to like $5.95 a piece when you order a whole bunch. And give them to people. Instead of just, helping us, get material that'll help others. That's the goal of what we do here. Or buy one copy and make copies of it. Regardless, just get the material. Go to Infowars.com or 1-888-253-3139. Paul, let's take some calls. Let's go ahead and talk to John in Oklahoma. Thanks for holding, John.
That's all right, Al. It's been a while.
Hello, hey, welcome.
The Declaration of Independence and the Constitution of the United States clearly defines the powers that be, mentioned in Romans 13. It's the people of the United States of America. If you read Romans 13:1, and with that in mind, it makes perfect sense. So, and also, I'm glad...
Yes, we're the government. We're the government.
We are ordained of God. The reason the country's falling apart is because we're a king that's asleep. And we are somebody...
You know, your phone is really bad. What you're saying is so important, but I wish you could... Can you get closer to it? He dropped off. His phone cut out. Call back if you can, John. You held for 45 minutes to have 20 seconds. But no, absolutely. We are the government. It isn't a crew of guys in black masks with some cokehead pointing them around, giving his buddies business deals. All this new thing with the company that dumped all the dead bodies in the woods, they're the ones Bush has hired because they're his cronies, and Bush has been named as a defendant before running scams with these people.
Well, yeah, and also the reconstruction contracts going to Halliburton and Brown and Rue. So you can take any aspect of it, of the whole fiasco, and in that you'll see the calling card of the New World Order, not only the misery, the suffering, the death, the police state, but the cashing in on it after the event has actually happened. And the thing the caller was mentioning is true, but the liberal media have, in their criticism of the government, made the case that it is the government's sole duty to protect the citizens, which is what Olbermann said on MSNBC when he did that editorial rant.
But meanwhile, the courts say they have no job. It is not their duty to protect us, but it is their duty to disarm us.
Exactly. Their definition of protection is control. It's not the duty of government to protect us, because, as you said, we are the government. It's their duty to serve us.
They're called public servants, but now they're called authorities. officials, and we're called civilians. See, martial law nomenclature. John in Oklahoma got back in. John, finish up what you were saying.
I was going on. I don't know where how far I got.
You said we have a king that is asleep, but talk right into your phone. It's really bad.
Oh, I'm sorry. Can you hear me now?
I can. Please, sir. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, anyway, that was my point. I think everybody should read Romans 13:1, and then they'll fully understand what he's talking about. And also, I'm glad you're doing what you're doing, because if you went out and started the fight, we would lose that vital information. So thanks again, Alec. That's all I had to say.
Well, I appreciate your call. I want to expose the criminals. I want to fully expose them for what they are. I want to unmask them. I want to unskirt them. I want to take the veils away from them. I want to show the people that we have criminals masquerading as the government, and then I want to set about removing them peaceably, and then if they strike us, everyone will know that they are the criminal who is fleeing, and then we can remove them. Paul?
Well, that's right, and people have speculated that in the next primaries that impeachment proceedings will commence against Bush. We haven't heard anything about these proceedings regarding the outing of the CIA agent. That seemed to disappear off the radar.
Well, I mean, how about a grand jury indicting Henry Kissinger for the declassified document where he ordered third world countries to forcibly sterilize their women for IMF money? I mean, where are the indictments for Noriega being an open drug partner with George Bush Sr.? You know, we got real reasons if you want to indict these people.
Exactly, but I mean, many arms of government are just empty shells. It's like when we talked to Michael Meacher in London, who was on your show yesterday. He said for every issue, specifically the Iraq war, all they would do would turn up, have a debate, vote against the government, and then go home. Nothing would ever come of it because it's an empty shell. It's a debating society.
Meanwhile, the bureaucracies chaired and run by the big corporation heads, you know, who rotate between CEO and the heads of departments, they're running everything.
Exactly. And then you've got the London Telegraph coming out 2 days ago and saying that Blair's decision to support America in the Iraq war was based on the advice of top Freemasons and that they made the decisions for him.
And that was mainstream. Which newspaper was that?
It was Daily Mail and London Telegraph.
That's right, and I had that article and never even covered it. Just big papers going, Masons run things, ha ha.
Exactly, and I mean, we actually need to put those original articles up because Al Jazeera magazine took it and spun it to say that Jews said that Blair had to go to war, making it an anti-Semitic perspective. But the original articles just said that Freemasons told Blair he had to go to war, and he went to war.
Yeah, get those articles just in our face. Jeremy in Pennsylvania. Go ahead, Jeremy.
Hello. Did you use that Mason article you were talking about? Is that the one that was on the cover of Newsweek? Or
No, this is a new article that came out yesterday.
Oh, okay, never mind. did you hear
about... Was there an article in Newsweek about Masons controlling Blair?
It was called The Secrets of the Masons. I don't know.
No, that's separate.
Okay. Well, anyway, yesterday, did you see Bush talking about destroying our trade barriers?
Yes, as if there were any trade barriers.
Well, yeah, I'm just
saying.
That's
like if they've hatcheted off your arms and one of your legs, we're going to hatchet off the other leg now. The last driblets of blood haven't squirted out yet.
Did you catch him last week saying that he's going to have to start taking action against terrorist propaganda?
Yes, I did. And the Bilderberg group we got this year said they're going to double oil prices and they're going to go after patriots.
Okay, one last question. What was the? Where can I find that article about the half-monkey thing or whatever you were talking about before where they're doing experiments?
That was in the Washington Post. That was in the Washington Post about a year ago.
Oh, okay. All right, thank you. That's it.
You bet. Thank you for the call. Yeah, did somebody tape Bush in front of the UN giving the trade talk? I forgot to do it. I did watch some online. I really need that. Folks, will you mail me that? Did anybody get the footage of Bush with the Mexican troops behind him? I really need that. I have the AP photo, but not him giving the speech going, look at the Mexican troops behind me. I heard it on the radio, him saying, look at the Mexican troops behind me. They're behind me. There's the message. The foreign troops are behind me. Do you understand our government signed an agreement 2.5 years ago to bring in Mexican and Canadian troops to, quote, deal with disasters and deal with American terrorists, Paul?
Exactly. That's part of the pretext of both privatizing the police state and handing it over to foreign mercenaries.
I know we've covered that, Paul, but we need to put something together that just restates it and links to the old articles where here's the deal to bring in Mexican troops. And see, this time, oh, we've had Mexican troops here before. It's no big deal.
Well, Reuters reported that the people were waving and cheering the Mexican convoys as they drove past. So whether that's true or not, or it's an attempt to rationalize it, I don't know, but it's certainly a scary development.
Well, the AP reporter goes, this used to all belong to Mexico in his report. He's kind of like, meh.
Yeah, a lot of them love it.
It's so great. Move down there. It's so good, you know. I mean, they had a few outposts here. They stole it from the Indians, and then they claim it's theirs. It's a joke. All right, let's talk to Clayton in Wisconsin. Go ahead, Clayton.
Good afternoon.
Hi.
All the wind has been taken out of my sails. I've been dumbed down here waiting, but anyway. I wanted to bring up the silent revolution of federal regionalism. Have you ever heard of it?
Well, yeah, they're covertly, now overtly, creating regional boards and federalizing everything by unifying the zoning and everything, and part of Agenda 21 and the UN takeover.
Oh, yeah, we got up here in Wisconsin, we have an organization, Taxpayers for Fair Zoning. We have all that information. The only thing is that we don't have the type of resources that you guys have down there. And
well, we don't have that many resources. We just got elbow grease, buddy.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I myself, I've worked from the top down, and then another gentleman that I know, he's worked from the bottom up.
Let me just tell you this, Clayton, since you made that statement. You cannot expect instant responses. You have to just continue to batter physically, holding yourself up against the machinery. You have to just continue to press, continue to work, continue to labor, continue to move, continue to fight, continue to strive, continue to struggle. That's where you get results, buddy.
Yep, yep. I know. I'm a cranberry farmer, so I'm unemployed in the wintertime, so I've got plenty of time then. We have our zoning board woken up. They oppose anything that the DNR says. Regarding smart growth,
well, you've done a great job. You need to run people off that board for higher office.
We need to, take it to the next level, Other counties, the state, and then finally to the top of the mountain, Russia.
Talking about martial law, remember when the city manager in Milwaukee was in trouble for corruption, and they said, we can just declare martial law?
Yeah. Yeah, I remember that.
By the way, Paul, find that and put that in the article. Sorry, go ahead.
All right. Let's see. You know, with that young, I could tell that he was young because the way that he was talking and everything. I've been researching this conspiracy for 15 years myself. I'm 32 now. But what he should do is, somehow start up a political party like, Taxpayers for Fair Zoning, something real simple. And then get resources together, what you can, and research and wake other people up. You have to play their game. That's just the way it is.
Keep
your friends close, but keep your enemies closer.
Well, Clayton, I appreciate your call. We play a whole new game. We're overturning their paradigm. And, it's a multifaceted attack. Paul?
Well, exactly. McCullough raised the issue of federalization, and with Katrina, initially you had the local government appearing on the evening news crying for help because it wasn't coming and because FEMA was sabotaging.
Oh, yeah, did you get that Times Picayune we reposted yesterday from 2.5 years ago from February 11th where they admit they federalized the city?
I didn't see that, but I can get that.
Oh, they didn't post it. We're so busy, we actually plan on air. I'm sorry, I'm going to shut up. Go ahead.
But the point is that after those initial desperate cries for help, the federal government stepped in, and then you had the backlash calling the local government incompetent, and it was their fault that the disaster caused as much devastation as it did. So then Nagin and others offered their fealty to the federal government, said that Bush was doing a good job. So that gave the impression overall that it was the local government's incompetence that
caused the disaster. And Reagan and Bush, all of them played that ruse because we have the documents. That city was totally federalized in February of 2003.
Yeah, because early on the rhetoric was so harsh from the local government against Bush administration.
And remember how the reporters were all mad at Bush? It turns out there were memos that went out at CNN and Fox and other areas that was all staged.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so sick.
They told the local officials to get mad and angry at the federal government, and then it all switched when the support started flooding in to say that they were with the federal government and applauded their efforts. So then people thought, well, it must have been the local government that was incompetent that caused the problem. Therefore, more federalization, more funding for FEMA is the answer.
Boy, they play us like a fiddle. Good job, Paul. Stay there. Final segment. We'll let Tim in Ohio get a comment in and cover a few other important news items. Yeah, the Times-Picayune reported that was a federalized city in February of 2003. It's an article of February 11th. They federalized the city under Homeland Security control. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWars.net.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the document of truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Corruption and evil of the government, the private government controlled by criminal interests, the world government unfolding right in front of you. For those that deny the bizarreness of all of this, here's that clip. We have the video clip up on the website where Senator Biden brings up implantable chips being forced on people during the confirmation hearing of Roberts for the Supreme Court, the Chief Justiceship. I mean, that's how weird things have gotten. This is openly being discussed. Here it is.
Can a microscopic tag be implanted in a person's body to track his every movement? There's actual discussion about that. You will rule on that, mark my words, before your tenure is over. Can brain scans be used to determine whether a person is inclined toward criminality or violent behavior? You will rule on that.
See, and they're preemptively already in England talking about brain scanning all the kids and taking them away. If the scan shows you might be violent, or they've already got scanners in five airports where the passive MRI decides if you're violent. And Paul, the State Department, said we were evil for saying that China sells body parts. We just knew they advertised them. In major magazines, $200,000 for a kidney from a prisoner. And the Chinese officials say, well, of course, this is we've been doing this for 20 years. And please buy the collagen for melted down people we murdered. I mean, this is mainstream news. I mean, where's the State Department on this, Paul?
Well, the fact is that the State Department criticized alternative websites for reporting that, when the State Department had on their own website a report about how body organs of executed Chinese prisoners were being trafficked around the world. It was on their own website. And then we have this article out of The Guardian, the beauty products from the skin of executed Chinese prisoners, where the company who is exporting these products to Europe says it's traditional and nothing to make a fuss about.
It's traditional, just like during the Great Leap Forward, they had the succulent pots roasting the children. I'll never forget Peter Jennings one night going, by the way, a new book put out by the Chinese government admits that they stewed children in large pots.
And what do we see now in my own city? Mao's restaurant.
Yummy.
Adorned with images of Mao, the menu's a little red book. You know, I wonder what's in the menu.
Well, you know, we have Mao's. There's a bunch of Mao's here in the U.S. All the trendies with their iPods and Lexuses go there. Let's talk to Tim in Ohio. Tim, welcome.
Good afternoon, Alex.
Would you like some succulent human?
Hello, Paul. No, thank you. Last we talked, I was mentioning to you about Richard C. Hoagland talking about the steerage of the hurricanes.
Yes.
And I was wondering if you gentlemen were aware of a U.N. treaty going back as far as 76 and the truth of it, where they actually talk about
weather modification,
not engaging in the hostile use of weather modification.
Yeah, no, that's in the treaty, and there's bills, and there's defense secretaries talking about it. It's certainly real.
It seems like they're just showing off with Ophelia, the way that thing is bouncing all over the place, doing loop-de-loops and everything else. It just seems weird.
And never leaves and never stops.
Right, and it did a couple of things. And you were mentioning about, you were just talking about the microchip. I'm looking and I'm waiting for them to come out and say, well, you know, we could have identified these dead people and all these missing people.
Well, let me tell you what they're going to do. They're going to carry out terror attacks in the future and blame it on an anti-microchip group. Then to prove you're good, you'll have to go get the chip. That's the plan. Thanks for the call, Tim. Lord Watson, you have the final comments?
Well, yeah, I mean, experts in Russia, America have got the satellite images and said there's something very wrong with those Hurricane Katrina images. They had tsunami bomb experiments as far back as 1944. And with all the other stuff we know they've done, then I wouldn't put it past them to do something like this.
You got some big reports coming out on PrisonPlanet.com today, don't you, Paul?
That's right. We've got a roundup article of Katrina, and I'd encourage everyone to get that and send it out, spread it around the internet.
All right. Thank you, my friend. Keep it up there in the UK. Back tonight, 9 to midnight. God bless you all. Back tomorrow, 11 to 2.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.